Guys on the Bill and Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. You know what? Summer's coming to an end, but there's still time to do a lot of projects around your house, and the professionals at Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens can give you all the expert advice you need to make your project a success. They're not contractors, but they have a huge supply of building supplies. And go see any one of their convenient 7 locations at Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens. Barbecue Bob, we're talking about essential gear for the tailgate.
That's right. It's time to plan your fall out, buddy.
Right, exactly. And shout out to our friend Don from Wells Fargo. Had some health challenges, and he's on the recovery, so we're missing him. But I think as a result, we're not going to be doing our normal big Michigan-Michigan State tailgate this year, but that's okay.
No.
But we have a little experience at this.
That's right. That's right. And I wanted to mention that October 12th, for that weekend, that show, it's going to be all about fall beers.
Okay.
And we have a specialist coming in that's going to, a lady that's going to school us on fall beers. So, hint, it's going to be porters and stouts.
Oh, very nice. You can call me porter, I'll call you stout. That'll work.
Well, if I keep going to snap, I'll be stout.
Yeah, right. Yeah, stealth. That's what it is stealth. But anyway, well, that's cool. Well, that's next week, right? Or 2 weeks.
No, it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks that we'll do that, yeah. So that's cool.
September's gone, man.
Right, yeah.
Doof. It's gone. Yeah. It's history.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about gear for tailgates.
Essential gear.
What are you thinking?
Well, one of the things that is really nice to bring along, the weather can be really crazy when you're tailgating. So keep in mind, you might want to have a canopy on standby, because every now and then, you don't have to always put it up, but every now and then, halfway to the game or halfway to the tailgate, depending on how far you have to go, you might see some clouds rolling in, and you might just say, man, we might just get a little flash rain. And even if it's just a little quick one, you should have a canopy ready to pop up.
Right, because it'll dampen your party, all puns intended.
It messes everything up.
Yep. Yeah.
And then the wind becomes a problem as well. And,
you know, especially when we're grilling, right? I mean, if you've got a charcoal grill, that wind will fan the fire and you'll get too much heat. You got a gas grill, it can sweep the heat away. And it takes a lot long time to get things cooked. And we've experienced that.
Yeah, we have a listener, and I can't think of his name right now, of course. But he lives over in the Cascade area, right by 96 and Cascade Road. And he loaned me this universal pop-up wrap. It's basically a canvas that fits around a 10x10 pop-up.
Okay.
It hits two sides. That was really cool. So it got me to doing some research. And I found this item here on the interweb. And it's called a Quickset 9294 Screen Hub Wind Panel. And that's a lot to remember. But the long and the short of it is, you can go to the internet and just search this thing. It's called a Quick Set. And I've got some square pop-up blinds that my favorite one's my Browning that I got from Allen Bob's. And the newer deer blinds have like 4 ribs that you push out on and they just flex out. Well, this is, if you look at it here, it's a square panel that has that same set of flex rods in the middle with a hub. Yeah. And you push on it, and the thing pops out, and then you tie it to your 4 posts, and now you don't only have a piece of canvas that's blowing in with the wind. You have something that's kind of pointed out, so it diverts the wind around you, and
it, that must create a little extra space inside your tent.
A little extra space, yep. And it really buffers the wind.
Right.
So I
and
thought
how much
that,
are those things online?
I thought that was a really cool device.
You got a price on it?
$35.
Yeah. Super cheap.
I know.
It'll knock the wind down. Everybody, you know, wind happens in the fall, right? Everybody will be a lot more comfortable inside your tent if you can break that wind on the two sides that it's coming from.
Yeah, if you can just break the wind, you
right.
Set it.
Right. They might not be comfortable if they're inside the tent with you and you broke wind, but they'd appreciate it, the wind being broke.
I knew you were going there.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, maybe I beat you there. So anyway, chairs. I'm not a big fan of chairs at a tailgate.
I never sit down.
I know. I don't either. That's what I said. But a lot of people will want to sit down and relax a little bit. But
you got to have them for some people.
Right. I just feel like it's an active time to be up walking around. You know, you got a plate full of food. You're socializing with all the people that are there.
And I think it depends on how long you're there.
Yeah.
If it's a long one, we've had some long ones.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to have a place to sit down.
I think I even have some pictures of you at a tailgate where you were sleeping in a chair.
I think you've got pictures you need to keep your mouth shut about.
And for a donation of $59.95 to the Wounded Warrior.
That was a long day. Let's change the subject. How about the big thing that people tend to forget is when you're going to a tailgate, you're going to have a lot of food around, and it's really nice to have a canister of sanitary wipes.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to be handling food, maybe even some raw food.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got raw meat, you definitely want to have some disinfectant wipes. There's a million of them on the market.
Little canister of them for $4. So
you can clean up the food, the mess, real quick, and then bring a couple garbage bags. Big deal.
Right. That is a big deal because you're making trash no matter what you do, right? Coolers. Our advice on coolers is freeze some beverages that you're going to want to use while you're there, maybe even waters, right? Get a half a dozen waters and freeze them the night before because it does two things. Once you're getting beverages and your ice out of the same space in a cooler, because space is always an issue. You know, I like to bring the smallest cooler I can to get everything in it that I need, because they take up a lot of space in the vehicle, right? But the other thing is that if you use bottled water, and you could use a quart jug or a half gallon or a gallon, whatever it is, but if you use bottled water, your stuff's not getting wet. You throw a bag of ice in the bottom of a cooler, invariably everything's going to be laying in water by the end of the day.
Invariably.
Right?
So tell me about that rib roast you were going to do.
Oh, yeah. So next weekend, I'm going to be in Chartucky, my hometown, Charlotte, Michigan. And one of the guys that's there, I'm going for deer camp, right, bow camp. And one of the guys that's there raises certified Angus beef. And when he was there last year, he's like, why aren't you cooking some of my beef? I'm like, well, why aren't you bringing some of your beef and I'll cook it up?
Stupid question.
Right. So at the end of the day, I saw him this summer at a wedding, and I said, hey, let's do that beef thing. And I said, why don't you bring a rib roast or two over, and I'll put them on the smoker, and we'll feed everybody. Well, I said rib roast. He heard chuck roast. So I was making the arrangements.
No, he heard rib roast.
Right, yeah.
He saw $5 a pound versus $9 a pound.
Right. Well, yeah, but it's
so
his
he's
feet.
Dutch. He's
right,
Dutch.
Right, yeah.
He's
but,
Dutch.
So anyway, at the end of the day, I was informed yesterday as I'm planning for my week ahead, which is also a big part of tailgating, is the planning. But as I was planning, I got to cook 4 chuck roasts. And I'm interested because rib roast, standing rib, got that. Chuck
easy.
Roast, what are you thinking?
Oh,
what's the easiest way to do it?
Probably one of my favorite pieces of meat.
Right. Very flavorful.
Roast,
just above the brisket
on
the shoulder of the animal.
I would smoke them.
Right.
Smoke them. I might take one of them and cut it into strips and make some jerky while I'm smoking them.
Yep.
But I would definitely smoke at least 2 of them.
Right. I got 4.
How many guys there?
Well, it's one of those things where it's kind of an open house in the evening.
How many guys?
16. 10? 10, 16, something like that.
So if you smoke 2 and you make 2 jerky, you're in good shape.
Right. And there'll be a lot of other food there,
too.
Right. But season them with salt and pepper and a little garlic, I thought maybe. And then just.
For that jerky, just go to thegrillingguys.com and search jerky and you'll get some nice jerky recipes.
Yeah, there's several of them out there. Yeah. So anyway, so that's good. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. You got a little curveball. You guys hold off and hit it. But anyway, coming up next, hot and cold coolers. Is there such a thing? You're going to learn about it. Stick with us. We'll be back.